The gods frown on the gambler, Sir Roderick said sternly. He was of the North and shared the Stark views on tournaments. They frowned on me for certain, the singer said. Your cruel gods and the Knight of Flowers all together did me in. No doubt there was a lesson for you, Sir Roderick said. It was. This time, my coin will champion Sir Loris. Sir Roderick tried to tug at whiskers that were not there. But before he could frame a rebuke, the serving boy came scurrying up. He laid trenchers of bread before them and filled them with chunks of brown meat off a skewer, dripping with hot juice. Another skewer held tiny onions, fire peppers, and fat mushrooms. Sir Roderick set to lustily as the lad ran back to fetch them beer. My name is Marillion, the singer said, plucking a string on his wood harp. Doubtless you've heard me play somewhere. His manner made Catelyn smile. Few wandering singers ever ventured as far north as Winterfell, but she knew his like from her girlhood in Riverrun. I fear not, she told him. He drew a plaintive chord from his wood harp. That is your loss, he said. Who was the finest singer you've ever heard?
Elia of Braavos,
Sir Roderick answered at once. Oh, much better than that old stick, Marillion said. If you have the silver for a song, I'll gladly show you.